Hey everyone, welcome back to The Advisor. My name is Lisa Urbanski, co-host of the show, joined today by Dr. Damien. And so Dr. Damien is a visionary in modern medicine. He's the co-founder of Pain Care Clinics, and he has extensive and diverse experience in the medical field. With a background in emergency medicine, he has worked in over 35 of the largest emergency departments in Canada, which led to an interest and extensive training in pain management, in which he is considered an expert. He's got a deep commitment to helping people worldwide with suffering, and he's now becoming a little bit obsessed with the anti-aging world. I'm really excited today to talk to him because we're going to go over some common trends that we're seeing online in terms of biohacking and the body, and he's going to debunk some of those myths and talk more in depth about them. I've been obsessed with biohacking for 10 years, so this is an episode that I didn't want to miss, and I don't want you guys to miss it either. We just want to thank our sponsor, Spreaker and iHeartRadio, for your sponsorship. And if you have not yet liked and subscribed, please do so. We appreciate you and stay tuned. So, welcome back, Dr. Damien. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thanks, Lisa. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Having my morning coffee. And ready to talk about all of these things that we're seeing online. Oh my gosh. Every day there's something different, it seems.
Is. And it's just a mixture out there of influencers. Some of them are really educated, some of them are well researched. But I always think and concern about how the of an understanding influencers could actually get into research. Because in medical school, we are taught to do research, to learn about research, and to how to read actually. It's like going to Italy and you really learn a few languages and you have a few words of Italian. You really speak Italian? You know what I mean? I traveled a lot to Florida, so I learned a few Spanish words to get by and order a coffee or order a sandwich, right? Or a cup of water. But do I really speak Spanish? So that's really the concern. So I heard a lot recently from influencers, and I'm so excited about the episode today, talking about a few of the things that really concerns me out there.
I agree. And people are, they're distracted by the bright and shiny, beautiful people out there that are putting out these trends because people want to be like them. And you're right. Just because they speak a few words of this language doesn't mean they're an expert. And I mean, it's up to people like you to debunk these myths because you definitely have experience in these fields. So why don't we start with, let's start with the cold plunge.
That's one of my favorite reasons. I a few friends that cold plunging every morning. So I thought, you know what? Let me look into this a little bit. And every time I asked them, why are you doing this? Oh, the research is saying that. I said, I really don't think there's a research that's saying that you have to cold plunge every day for 10, 15 minutes. That's unusual. Until recently, I've seen a lot of side effects. I've seen patients getting micro frostbites. I've seen people having
Yeah.
heart condition. I actually had a patient that called the ambulance from his cold plunge. He couldn't get out, and he was having chest pain.
Oh
So
my
you can
word.
understand it can go both ways, right? But let me tell you what I heard, and please ask me whatever. I heard it helped with sleep. I heard it helps burning calories, which I really don't think so. I looked into it because you shiver in there, you can burn like few calories, but not to the extent of having a cardio, you know what I mean, exercise by going into cold plunge. It doesn't work. It releases cold shock proteins, which you can get this by standing in outside in the cold weather for like a few seconds. And cold shock proteins are regular proteins, so they're not really scientifically and medically very helpful. But the best one that I heard, it actually activates the brown fat. So there are two kinds of fat in our system: white fat, brown fat. We've got less than 100 grams of brown fat in our system. Lisa, this is less than a chocolate bar, right?
Okay.
So anyway, and it's only in the neck, shoulders, down the spine, and it's brown because it has mitochondria. Now, mitochondria is the thing that's giving it its brown color. And the difference between the white fat and the brown fat, the brown fat can help you in the process called thermogenesis, which again, give you some heat, right? And warm you up. There is a peptide that I love called MOTC. It doesn't only activate that, it actually increases the amount of brown fat in your system by transforming white fat into brown fat. It'll keep you warm as long as you want. Just by taking that supplement, you don't need to cold plunge every day for 10, 15 minutes and freeze your limbs in it. And the best one I heard it helps with sex and helps with fight flight response and reduce stress. It doesn't mean that you're stressing your body every day, that you are actually training your system against stress. We've got a lot of stress in our life. We're living in uncertain times, in my opinion, it's historical times, and there is uncertainty, especially on the Western Hemisphere. Wars all over. We're busy with work, inflation, recession. You don't need more stress. We need to find ways to reduce our stress, not increase our stress. Increasing our stress and trying to adapt your system into stress will increase something called oxidative stress in your system, right? There are chemicals released in the system, in our system, that increase with stress. That increase inflammation. In fact, it's not only increasing inflammation, it reduces sleep and triggers the process of increasing the resistance to insulin and reducing the sensitivity to glucose, which means that if you look at the chocolate bar, you gain weight. This is how sensitive it is. And your insulin is going to keep firing and without your body responding. That's what inflammation causes, right? Plus, it can trigger cancers and whatnot. But why are we putting our systems into that? On the other hand, prana is quite amazing. A recent research in Harvard Medical School showed that it reduces 60% of all-cause mortality. So if you have high cholesterol, it will reduce it. If you have heart condition, it will reduce the risk of dying from heart attacks, strokes. It's unbelievable. And when I told that to some of my friends and patients, said, I'll do both. Nobody will do both. Please. Nobody has got the time to jump from cold to hot. So another study showed that actually, in fact, if you do 1 minute each and alternate this for 10 minutes, cold, hot, better effect. But who's got the time? Who's got the mindset to jump from cold to hot? They're actually much better than just soaking on ice or cold 10 minutes or more every day, 7 days a week. So it's really been promoted really hard. No back-end research, and it's really dangerous, especially for patient with heart condition or vascular condition. I know it was a
Yeah,
long-winded, but I had a pet beef with this for a while.
I'm a wiener. Like I can't go in the cold water. It's so cold. So I tried to get in, but it's awful and it makes me feel awful. But what I heard is that it helps to regulate the nervous system, but it was because of what you talked about with getting in the cold and getting in the hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, and getting like your system running like an engine, right? Like engine, and then your blood is pumping through your system, so it's regulating. But it's not for me. And
It's
after
not.
hearing what you had to say, I it's not for me even more now.
You know what? I've seen patients go in with just becoming European when they have a viral infection or bacterial infection. That is the worst. If you have a touch of fluid or you're fighting something and you go into cold plunge, I bet you, by the end of the day, this will spread like a wildfire in your system. You will trigger a more aggressive infection. Why are you exposing your system to that? Right? Yes, it helps a little bit, makes you feel good, but there's a lot of other stuff. An ice cream will make you feel better than cold plunges, right? But it doesn't really have that medical background for us to push it forward.
Absolutely. So this is another big one that I see pretty much every single day because of celebrities using it for anti-aging, and that's the NAD supplements.
NAD has been around for a long time, right? And it's been researched recently. Nothing or no respect for research. And I looked into it because one of my patients kept bugging me about it. I said, okay, let me look into it. And that was a while back, right? The evidence is really weak that it provides energy and it provides healing or promote. It's just very weak, right? And when you look closely online, even the protocol for doing it is quite loosely identified. So some patients, some research would say twice a week, you have to take between 50 to 70 milligrams per week. And some will tell you take it every day, right? I can promote something that will give you that much energy, right? Because energy is good, but that accelerates cell aging as well, right? So the way we do it is we can help you through energy and clearing your mind and whatnot through a good diet, good sleep, other peptides that will help you do that. But to accelerate the cell on a cellular level through NAD, the concern is what's the long-term effect? Right. The long-term effect is you're aging inside. Your cells are aging. Your mitochondria are accelerating to age faster. Right. So I could be 20 years old. I'm not saying that this is my age, by the way, but I'm saying, right?
What?
I'm
Don't
25,
tell
by
anyone your
the way.
secrets.
I'm 25. I'm gonna stay 25 forever.
Yes.
So, but your cells are breaking down at age of 50. That's why we're testing now for any patient that's interested in longevity and genetic testing and whatnot. And we are promoting, before doing anything like this, just test yourself and see how things go in your genetics. Because if you are chronologically and biologically equivalent, that will be great. But if not, and your biological age is different than your chronological age, there is a problem. If you're aging faster or you're aging slower, it is a problem, right? So I cannot push for NAD. It's good to do it every now and then if you're feeling tired, like having a cup of coffee, or even I don't like energy drinks, but if you're feeling down, you can do it. If you're having a condition, fine. But I've seen people on it for months and months, right? Long-term effects will be quite dangerous for this. And you will see a lot of people aging fast compared to that. Plus, there are recent research showing that it would increase the hair cycle. That means that patient or the client will lose their hair faster. If your hair is falling faster, you will lose much more. And the skin itself, it will work against your collagen because the collagen needs to be in a certain cycle. If you accelerate this, collagen will not mature enough, and the skin itself will not be as elastic and will age faster. So you are working against what you're trying to accomplish. If you're looking into longevity, NAD could be a part here and there, but not for long term.
Yeah, and I've heard people spending thousands of dollars. Like one treatment is over $1,000. That's a lot of money.
And some of them are in the gray market for way cheaper than this, but do you actually think it's the real NAD? Right?
Right.
So let's put this out there. Do not buy anything that's not pharmaceutical or medical grade. This is another thing. I've seen a lot of peptides I promote online through unusual channels. right? You need a trusted, you need the medical, you need the pharmaceutical grade. Otherwise, you will never know what you're injecting in your system. Right? I had a patient recently that bought a peptide and it wasn't the right one, and he did blood work, and all the hormones were all over the place. We have to strip everything away and stop all this. He's going to lose all the benefits that we try to accomplish by just using the wrong source. So just have a trusted source, follow up with a doctor. And one of the myths that we really would like to debunk, and I talked a lot about it, all this longevity regenerative procedure that we're doing, it's not for the rich and famous. This is one of my missions, is to bring this to the mainstream. People should be offered this in the cheapest, most comprehensive, most affordable way. Because we're not going to feed the 1% of the population. I want everyone to have access to this. And I speak about this, I talk about it a lot, that we all have priorities, right? Maybe I don't want to live longer, but I want to live healthy. Okay, we're going to tailor this to just living healthy. Some people are just looking at, I want to look younger. Okay, that's going to look at the collagen, skin, and cosmetic side. Some of them don't have pain, and they don't want to deal with peptides that help with pain or whatever. So when you have pain, so it could be tailored, but it should be affordable for everyone, and it should be a trusted source.
Amen to that. I agree. And I love that. I love that. I love all those tips. And you're right. It should be available to everyone. We're all human. We all have the same basic needs, and we all deserve to live a long, really fulfilling life. So this one I want to talk to you about. You were passionate when we said the word, and it's creatine. So I have recently seen a bunch of things online saying it's really important, especially for women, to have creatine every day. And so, what is it? Why? What's going on with creatine? Why is it coming back into mainstream?
Creatine is one of my favorite supplements of all times. It's been researched a million times. Everybody researched. It has a lot of forms. It has a lot of them. We actually have creatine in our system. And when we exercise, we lose it. And when we age, we lose it. You can get creatine from fish. But how many steaks you bring, right? You can get creatine from a lot of other foods. How much you can eat of this, right? So our muscles have two main components, actin and myosin. Those are the main components that form the muscle, right? They need creatine to be formed. One is helping with contraction, and one is helping with relaxing the muscle. So we need those two. But they need the fuel, which is creatine. So creatine for men is to grow muscle, but when what people don't know, it helps actually hair loss. Because a lot of creatine repeats something called VHD, which causes the hair loss, the male baldness. So it does help, right? But it actually helps the muscle to be full. It helps mobilize fluid, especially water, to where it needs to be. So you feel this fullness, and that what gives the energy, and it helps with recovery of after exercise and whatnot. It's actually been researched recently for women as well, especially menopausal women. It gives energy, it helps collagen, and it helps balance their hormones and the muscle. It keeps the muscle mass. And the idea was, oh, I don't exercise, I don't need creatine. Doesn't matter. It's one of the supplements that you need. That being said, taking creatine alone is not enough. You need to take amino acids, whether it's essential amino acids or branched chain amino acids. They work very well together so that they can keep the muscles safe from other factors that are trying to make us lose muscle, which is aging, not exercising, desk jobs, sedentary life, and whatnot. So you need to take both. Combine this with exercise, or specifically strengthening exercise. This is the base for longevity. Muscle mass. How much muscle you're carrying during your life, in your journey, this is how long you're gonna live healthy. It will help you pick up groceries, pick up the kids or the grandkids, help you get in and out of the car, up and down the stairs. It will help with this. We're not talking that you're lifting weights and I don't like lifting weights and whatnot. No, it will help you with your activities of daily living. Go to the bank, go to the mall. It will help with all this. Creatine is the base that will help keep our muscles. We have some a condition called sarcopenia, which when we age, we lose our muscles. By the time, and this starts at age of 35. You lose a percent of your muscles every year, male and female. Male are more, female are protected till they go into menopause. So once you get there, you start losing muscle fast. And this is why you see older people are really just fat and really losing their muscle, which I always wondered, how did they look when they were younger? Did they have muscles or not? When I see an older patient, it always comes to my mind. I wonder if I can ask her for a picture when she was like 20 years younger. I know it would sound weird, but I'm really interested to see how much muscle they were carrying when they were younger. So yeah,
Right.
the picture is amazing. I absolutely love it. I've been on it on and off for many years. No side effects whatsoever. But my advice is drink water. Take amino acids with it, whatever you like, and drink a lot of water. Because creatine is a larger molecule. And if you don't drink water, it will get lodged in the kidney and might cause kidney slowing down a bit. So just drink a lot of water. A minimum of 2 to 2.5 liters of water. I would like to add this because I was talking with my father. Coffee and tea are not water, right? Because
Oh, you
he
just
drinks
triggered
tea.
me.
Yes. He drinks tea all day long. It is not water. In fact, it's funny is that I'm 90 years old and he's set in his ways. And I usually come and right after dinner, he has 2 cups of tea. That's too much. You're up all night. It's water, water. Tea and coffee are not water because actually they are diuretics and they will pull water out of your system. So with each cup of coffee, you need 2 cups of water. That's water to replace it.
Interesting. I love that's funny. I love that. Coffee and tea is not water.
They're not water. I keep telling him this, but he's 90 some years old and he's not going to change.
No, he's stuck in his ways. So this is a perfect segue into the next one, and then we'll have to carry on next week. But what about the hydrogen water trends that are going on? Those water bottles that infuse your water with hydrogen. And it's supposed to help with energy and water absorption and all of that.
It's another myth, like ozone water. We all went through the hype of, oh, did you get the ozone water? Our bodies are full of water. 80% of our body is water. Add to this, the discs in our back, Lisa, are 80% full of water. So I've seen recent on MRIs, and I haven't seen this for all my career, but in the last few years, dehydrated discs, dry discs. See how much we think that we're drinking water and we're not? So to combat this, people coming out with hydrogen, to increase the hydrogen so that it can allocate the water from your blood vessels actually to the cells. That's the whole idea, right? You know, water goes from salty water to a sweet water, whatever. They're hoping that there will be certain osmosis in there that will attract the water into the tissues. It doesn't help. And there is no backup study. It will taste good. It will come and go like ozone. I got pulled in the ozone, I think it's probably like 10 years ago, ozone water or something like that. And I kept drinking ozone. Nothing happens. No changes. Water is water. Drink healthy water. Your filtered water at home is the best. Utilize water. Just need to understand that, again, it's a myth. You are more dehydrated in the winter, which people don't understand that. They think because it's wet in the summer, you get dehydrated more. No, you get dehydrated more in the winter. You need w more water in the winter than the summer, especially we're going into summer now. Absolutely. You need, if you're drinking regularly, 2 liters, 3 to 4 liters. I have a urologist and I asked him, friend, close friend, and I asked him, what color our pee should be? We said, as clear as water. Your pee is of any color whatsoever, you'll be hydrated. This is the only measure,
Wow.
and I've been using it. Never had kidney stones, never had problems with my kidney, ever. Not even a kidney infection.
Wow. So your urine should be clear.
As water.
Wow.
No color whatsoever.
Wow. That's incredible. I did not know that.
I asked him one day, I said, I keep drinking water and it keeps getting yellow, clear, yellow, clear, yellow, clear. I said, it has to be as clear as water.
Except when we wake up in the morning.
Because you're dehydrated. So,
Right.
hearing this from Asian people, drink a large, warm cup of water.
In the
First thing.
morning.
When we're done, just Google Cristiano Ronaldo. He's got his special water that in the morning he has to drink 2 bottles. It's part of his routine.
Wow.
Yeah, you're gonna check how much you spend on water.
Amazing. Oh my gosh. So thanks for clearing that up because that's a big one. I'm seeing people selling these hydrogen water bottles for, hundreds of dollars. And yeah, water's water.
What water is water. I absolutely agree. I traveled a lot and I've seen people that are not fortunate enough to have clean water. And we are very lucky here in Canada or the US or North America just to open the tap and have filtered clean water. Right? You do not need more than that.
So, do we have time for one more today?
Absolutely. I love this.
Amazing.
I sit down, watch YouTube, and laugh on
And
everyone's faces. Oh my God.
I'm talking to you, and I wish I could ask you a million questions all day long because I see these things all the time, and then I want to try them or I want to research them, and it takes a lot to learn about all this stuff. So, I wish I could switch brains with you for a week.
You're more than welcome to take it. I'll take a rest and chill.
Okay, so this one is also huge, trending as of 2025, and that's the EMFs. So all of these EMF blockers, our 5G, our cell phones. I have an EMF blocker on my phone. Can you talk about EMF?
The whole idea is what do you think that people are trying to achieve from? What
What
did
are
you
they
hear?
trying to protect themselves from? Bad, like microwaves, like the bad infrared, the frequencies, bad frequency.
Perfect. Right. If I'm sitting with you to work all day, right, and I'm not having it on my phone, what we're protecting, right? It's honestly, the waves are around. We will be affected. I'm not denying any effect. We will be affected. I see it more with people with implanted devices. I've seen people actually with devices like a pacemaker or a brain stimulator or something like this, and they will get affected if the phone is closed. I'm not saying, but I don't feel that those blockers are really going to work. The thing is, everybody's got a phone now. Some people that I've got 2 phones, right? If I'm sitting with you having a podcast in person, like, you're not prepared. The cell towers are not relevant. It's going to be another myth. Like, will it help eventually? It has to be a global movement to help, right? Like, in my opinion, it's going to be like the carbon emission rules that they decided to have in Canada, right? You're trying to control the cars, but you're not trying to control airplanes
Right.
and private jets. And what about the power to power our homes and whatnot? So it has to be a global movement to do it. And I think the push will be for satellite, but I don't think it's going to be really that effective. I think the only thing is going to, time will tell if it's actually said this is something that it should be done or not, or should be used. But again, until we see research data, I'm just not buying into this yet.
Okay. So there's been, I see what you're saying because there's cell phone towers everywhere. But what I've been told is that in places like China, where there's like beyond EMFs everywhere because of all of the lights, and I don't even understand it really. I'm just reiterating what I was told, that they are more affected by it because of the larger population. There's more of them out there. I see what you're saying. So we have to start globally. We have to all agree that we want to protect ourselves from it. But that would mean that we can't use our devices and we have to shut it off, right? So that's a conversation for another day. That's like a long conversation.
It is. The theme was a discussion about microwaves a while back,
Yeah.
right? And me and my wife waited to start having kids because we're never going to use microwaves.
Right.
We said that lasted for two years, and that's it. We use a
Right.
microwave anyway. It's fast, it works,
Yeah.
right? Food is different. Yeah, we don't use it for everything, we do it. We use it only when we really need it and we're in rush, right? But we know that it does, it's not the same, right? Let me tell you something else, that another myth. You know that you cannot heat your car. That's a study, right? Because I have seen it a lot. Oh, just warm up the car. Every time you warm that up, it reduces the antioxidant and it actually will be a similar thing. So you might end up, if you do it for long enough time, it will be to cause cancer.
Huh.
Right, yeah. So waves or no waves, it might help you. To what percent? I think the numbers and research will show. It's good to start some point and we push it, but it has to be a global movement. It's not going to be okay. I'm protected and I'm safe from waves and whatnot. I really don't
So
think so.
don't. So I don't have to hide in tinfoil in my bedroom for most of the
I think if you take care of teen, it will be better.
Okay. Noted. I'm writing that down. No tinfoil suit by creatine. Got it.
We will
Well,
never be able to clear everything, Lisa, all right? We'll be protected from this, but there was something else will come up, right? And it will hurt us. I think you do your best. And I've seen a lot of patients that they are affected by everything comes out. Or waves. What about the air? What about the water? You know, it just. My father is 90-some years old, and he lived in many countries that they didn't have clean water. Right? I think if I make it in Asia, I'd be very happy.
yeah.
I'd be very happy. I just want to make it there, having all my mental powers and be able to lift myself out of the chair, right? And go for walks, meet my friends, go through shopping. That's it, right? We really looking to do this. But coming up with this ideas, I think it's going to be dangerous.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I've been biohacking for so long and I'm obsessed with this idea of optimizing my body. And then I go down these rabbit holes of reading all these trends and I find myself like, and I'm a strong woman, independent, and I think for myself. So I don't believe everything I read, but I do. I was questioning things. So I was questioning the water. I was questioning the air. I was questioning, should I use this microwave? Like, what's happening to me? And it almost instilled some fear in me. Right. And then I was like, should I use this nonstick pan? And you go down this rabbit hole and it's, we laugh about it, but it's serious what people are putting out there in these trends. And I love what you said about, really research what you're doing or what you're following. Take quality supplements, make sure you're seeing a doctor like yourself and, being prescribed the right types of things. Because there's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of noise out there.
Yes, there are a lot of noise, but let me tell you what happened, in my opinion, with noise. We don't learn about regenerative medicine, anti-aging, or biohacking. We don't. So if you're my patient, you come to me and ask me about NAD, I said, oh, I don't know, right? Where else are we going to go? We're going to go to YouTube or whatever and hear some influencer. And boom, you're taking it, right? How many doctors you've seen yourself? Very few, very
Very
few.
few.
It's actually very rare and far in between. So you ask them about creatine, said, I don't know. I've seen doctors in good exercise. It's gonna hit
Right.
all the things. You exercise, you can hurt your joints. You don't exercise, you can hurt your joints. So don't exercise. I've seen a third of doctors saying that, right? So it's just unfortunate that we failed our patient that like to know more or do more. We fail them. Right? Unless somebody has this passion, has this obsession about human body, longevity, anti-aging, that will come out. And I've seen this recently, very popular now that the doctor will come and say, okay, I'm interested in this or interested in that. But again, there are very few and far in between. Like in Ontario, I think there's only 15,000 doctors in whole Ontario, the province of Ontario, for almost 20 million citizens in there. How many of them know regenerative medicine and anti-aging? I talked to some of them about hormone optimization and they're totally against it. And they
Right.
didn't want to hear me, right? I said, women, we've been doing this with women for many years. What about men? Being neglected. They don't want to even hear me. So
Right.
we failed our patient in this perspective. That's why the patient is earning through social media, period.
Right.
So
Right.
our job now, our duty is to come out, educate, and talk about it. And that's why I started doing social media. I started to go out there because I would like to educate people about the right things to do.
Yes, you're innovative and moving along with the times, and that's amazing. And I love that about you because I've been watching you online and following some of your stuff, and I just, I admire your passion for wanting to get the truth out there and to really help people by utilizing your brain and what you've learned. So it's more people like you are needed in this world.
I really appreciate it. I do. I think we need more doctors that will think outside the box, outside
Yeah.
what we learned in medical school. This science is outdated. And soon enough, what they're practicing will be outdated. Because I do believe that in a few years, I started gaining trust again in the human body and feeling itself. It's just amazing. I lost that hope when I started seeing some aging, when I'm getting older and growing up. When I couldn't heal as fast, when I get a cup in my hand and it takes weeks, right? With the science now, I'm getting as I was in my 20s, it's pretty amazing, right? So I gained huge trust in the last few years. that the human body wouldn't be able to really sense. So we really unlock this power. And there are relentless scientists and researchers doing that right now. The genius will be able to unlock this, that we will be able to help you. And I always ask myself, why do we have to grow up, age, and then decline? What's the point? It doesn't make sense. What we can grow up and stay, and then one day just cease to exist, right? Wouldn't that be nice? We're all gonna die. I understand that, but I don't have to suffer. I don't have to crawl out of bed every day. I don't have to my joints are wearing out, my brain is wearing out, my experience are just gone, and my memories are gone. Why do we need to go through this? It's just suffering, right? So if we can end that suffering and just grow, live healthy, and cease to exist one day, I think that would be my passion for the next few years of to end my career.
Amazing. So honored to be part of your journey. And I'm excited to come back next week because I want to ask you about red light therapy. I'm going to ask you about peptides.
Absolutely.
And we're going to dive into methylation because that's also huge right now. So lots
Yes,
of
I
things
heard
we can
about it at
talk
the
about.
gym, and I had a deep dive a few years back. It's quite exciting.
I'm excited. Well, where can people find you? I know where you are, but tell everyone else where they can find you.
You can find me in social media. So I'm on Instagram with Hani Damien, on Facebook, Hani Damien, my website, damien.com, and what else? LinkedIn, Hani Damien as well. So we're pushing hard, and we're spreading and the education and the word about the healthy ways of adopting anti-aging, regenerative, and biohacking.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being here today. Always an honor, and I am now like one of your biggest fans and followers, and I'm just excited. I'm always waiting to see what you're going to put out next. So,
I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, and thanks for having me.
yes, thank you so much. And to our audience, thank you for tuning in. Dr. Damien's going to come back next week, and he's going to talk to us about some more myths and trends that are out there, so we can really get, this straight in our minds. And he's going to help us make sense of that. Until next time, I'm Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor. This is Dr. Damien. Bye, guys.
Thanks a lot.